Hello, and welcome to the Bookshelf Conversation, the podcast segment of Ron Kaplan's Baseball Bookshelf, your source for news, reviews, previews, and interviews with authors, artists, musicians, filmmakers, anyone who has anything to do with baseball and pop culture, because that's our slogan. If it fits on a bookshelf, it fits here. In this digital age, deciding to bring forth an actual print publication takes a major cojones. Baseball magazines have come and gone. Back when I was growing up, there were a slew of them. Nowadays, the only two of which I'm aware are Nine, a journal of baseball history and culture, and Spitball magazine. Gone are such classics as the Elysian Fields Quarterly, the Baseball Review. And does anyone out there remember Dugout, Baseball Beyond the Box Score, or Baseball Quarterly? That's why it was a thrill to receive a copy of the premier issue of Road Graze, the brainchild of Austin Stahl and his wife, Megan Deo Stahl. It's a nice collection of words and pictures that somehow seems to have more gravitas, since it strikes me as a more permanent medium, one which requires more thought about what to include in its valuable real estate of the page, as opposed to the ephemeral online world. Here's hoping Road Graze enjoys more success than its ancestors, and here's my conversation with Austin Stahl. Austin Stahl, welcome to the Baseball Bookshelf.
Thanks very much.
So I have in my hand the copy of the first edition of Road Graze. It's very impressive. Nice stories, wonderful illustrations, nicely designed. Where did the idea for this come from?
So I have been a publication designer for most of my career on the art side. So I'm an art director now. But I've been doing it for quite a while, making magazines for clients. So a couple of years ago, I started to kind of get the itch to do something that was really entirely my own. Baseball seemed like a topic that I would have a lot of fun doing, and it seemed like there wasn't really anything quite like it out there, at least not the vision that I had for it. So that's really where it came from a couple of years ago. And then over the course of 2018, my wife and I spent some time kind of battling the idea back and forth and developing it a little bit. Finally, you know, after about a year, came to fruition. Our first issue came out in February.
Now given the situation for print publications these days, why did you decide to go that route?
I guess part of it is just because that's a big part of what I do. You know, I have the experience in print, so I at least that side of it, I knew what I was doing. But also, you know, it was important to us to make something where people could kind of slow down a little bit, you know, and spend some time away from the internet. I think there's a little bit of a hunger for that these days. You know, we spend so much time, you know, sort of skimming things and, you know, social media and never really getting to, like, delve deeply into something. I think there are a lot of magazines that are doing that these days, and we wanted to kind of be a part of that, you know, give people something they could kind of step away from their daily lives and kind of engage with it a little more deeply.
Well, like I say, it's quite handsome, and the stories are universally interesting. How did you subsidize this?
We did. I don't know if you're familiar with Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a Kickstarter campaign this past fall, and that's that got us about halfway to what we needed. So that allowed people to pledge up front. You know, they had to wait a few months to get it printed before they actually got their copies. But it was kind of a way for us to, like, gauge the interest or gauge the excitement that people had. And it was really encouraging. You know, we went past our goal. And so that definitely felt like, okay, you know, maybe we're onto something here, that people are kind of excited about this idea. Seems like a lot of people, when they first saw the Kickstarter campaign, you know, we got a lot of emails that were like, wow, I can't believe nothing existed like this, you know, before now. So hearing a lot of that feedback was really important. But then also, like I said, it got us about a little more than halfway to what we needed, in terms of, you know, paying contributors, paying for art, and then paying for printing. So, yeah, that was a big help.
Well, how did you, get your contributors, not your monetary contributors, but your literary and artistic contributors?
Yeah, so it was, a little bit of a mix. Some of the people are, just writers who we enjoy their work. You know, we had seen, Stephen Goldman, for instance. I listened to his podcast and I've read a whole bunch of stuff that he's written. And, we just reached out to him, for example, and said, hey, here's this idea. Here's this thing we're developing. Do you have any stories that you think might fit? And, to our pleasure, you know, a lot of people like him said yes. So that was one way that we found people. Another way was just like kind of through friends of friends. We kind of started putting the word out to friends of ours that we were developing this idea, and a few people came that way. And then some was just kind of putting the word out on our Twitter feed, and a couple of really great people got in touch with us, people who we hadn't heard of, but ended up being perfect. There's a story in here about what it's like to work for a single A team, and the guy who wrote that, Keenan Carter, was one of those people who saw our tweet about it and sent us an email. So yeah, it was kind of a mix of different ways of finding people.
How did you decide on the layout of this, the trim size? It's more of a digest, a literary mm-hmm. digest type than a magazine. What was the thinking behind this particular format?
Yeah, it's a size that I've always really liked. It's kind of National Geographic sized. There's a really great design magazine called Works That Work that actually just stopped publishing not too long ago, but it's about the same size. There are a few others. I've always just really liked it as a format. It feels a little, a little more bookish maybe. It's a little more manageable. And then once I started designing it, it's also a really fun format to design, and it's a little bit smaller than what I'm used to doing, in the stuff I do for clients. So it was kind of fun to do something a little bit different, and like I said, sort of the lineage of some of those other magazines that I've loved.
And the title, Road Grays, where did that come from?
It's funny, like when people hear the title, I usually get like two different reactions. Some people say, oh, okay, like you're in the club because you get it. And then other people are like, Rogue what now? So it's sort of a litmus test, maybe. But that wasn't our intention. Really, I just kind of liked the connotation that you're kind of like, you're heading out into the world. We're inviting you on a road trip with us, basically, to go out and see all these different stories that we have for you. One of the things that we're starting to do a little bit in this issue, and then I think we're going to do going forward, is having some content that is from other places. Not just the United States. That was important to us. There's a photo essay in this issue from Japan. We've got something in the second issue that we're working on now from another country. So I kind of like that idea that it's like, we're inviting you on a road trip. We're going to go out and see the world of baseball.
Did you consider any other titles, or this is like you kind of got this in your bullseye and stayed with it?
I think we had a couple other on the list for a minute, but this one, it kind of felt right pretty quick. So, yeah, like I said, not everybody gets it, but it feels like the ones who do really do. So.
And the subtitle, the magazine for curious baseball fans, and curious is my emphasis. What's the basis behind that?
I feel like curiosity is something that we wanted to reward, I guess. You know, like these are stories that go a little bit beneath the surface or behind the scenes, I guess. You know, a couple of things that are literally sort of behind the scenes, talking to people who make the game happen at whatever level. So we kind of like that idea that, if you want to peek behind the curtain a little bit, this is something that's where we're going to take you.
Now, you say you're working on the second issue. Well, what's your long-term plan for the magazine?
So we're hoping to do 2 issues a year. First one came out in February, hoping for this one to be maybe around September 1st. So the thought was really, 2 times of year where baseball excitement is kind of high, spring training and like the stretch run seemed like, a good couple of times of year to put it out. So that's the goal is, 2 a year kind of on that, spring training and stretch run schedule.
And now that the first issue is in the bank, what kind of reaction have you been getting?
We've been really heartened by a lot of the emails and comments and stuff that we've been getting. It's tough. It's definitely a challenge to get the word out about it. I think that's been the most difficult, the most challenging thing for us so far, but the people who have found it, I think a lot of people have like taken the time to reach out to us and just tell us, how long they've been waiting for something like this. So that feels really good.
One thing I do not see in here is a method by which people can subscribe. So please tell us how we can do that.
Right. So right now we are not offering subscriptions. Not yet, anyway. It was just kind of like one more thing that we didn't want to have to put on our plate. I should say that, it really is just my wife and I doing this, just the two of us. Truly, truly an independent magazine in every way. And we have day jobs, so it's, purely a evenings and weekends kind of project. So we kind of felt like just this first time, let's get this one out before we worry about, setting up a subscription process. So at the moment, it's just issue by issue. But, we do have a mailing list, email list that we encourage people to sign up on, and we will let everyone know as soon as number 2 is available.
And what is that email address they can contact you at?
So if you go to roadgrazemag.com, there is a prominent sign up right on the homepage there.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Austin Stahl, the creative director and editor of Road Graze, along with his wife Megan Day of Stahl. Austin, this is a beautiful publication. I look forward to the next issue and wish you all good luck.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
And that was our conversation, short and sweet as it was, with Austin Stahl. Tune in again next time when we'll have another fascinating guest from the world of baseball literature / pop culture. In the meantime, visit Ron Kaplan's baseballbookshelf.com for the latest news, reviews, previews, and interviews about our favorite sport. And if you have any questions or comments or suggestions, please feel free to drop me a line at ronkaplansbaseballbookshelf@gmail.com. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you next time.
Pitching that fader so grand, he'd have said, "Boys, I'm glad I discovered this land. Gee, it's a wonder."